Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman? We are back, almost putting a bow on this Friday. Talked about college football news and what could possibly go on. Obviously, one of my favorite things, you talk about the transfer portal. Names won't be in there that much anymore since the portal is closed, but you just never know. That's what that means. He must have been a graduate. He can leave anytime he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he put his name in before and just committed.
Just committed. Yeah. Always leave it out there. Anyways, in the NFL, obviously the big trade by the Dallas Cowboys. You know, really, I didn't give the Dallas Cowboys enough credit. Their offense on paper looks pretty dang good, which last year mm-hmm. looked pathetic. Now, everybody's got Dak Prescott, you know, controls that. But George Pickens was traded from the Steelers to the Cowboys. And the Steelers GM, who hardly ever says anything, he just – and here's what's funny. Mike Tomlin is the one that suggested it. So that lets you – listen, Mike Tomlin's fed up with you. You got to go, mm-hmm. right? It's because, mm-hmm. look, he was able to kind of mentor and deal with Antonio Brown, the receiver from Notre Dame.
Claypool.
Deontay Johnson.
Even – early Juju when he was doing all his dancing.
Juju, you're right. Yeah. And that's it. That's child's play. Now he wish he had that Juju, right?
Right.
And here you go, George Pickens, who was a high second round pick and has a ton of talent. I think he's one of the few players that has like over 2,000 yards and averages over 16 yards a catch. He's pretty consistent for how much of a knucklehead he is.
Well, and what his quarterback situation is.
Yeah, I was about to say, without a quarterback. And he probably, on at least as of today, is like, you know what? I'm in a better situation for me personally. He's eligible for a contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's not really worried about that right now. I would be because of my agent. I ain't going nowhere. I'm not getting traded if not unless I'm getting paid.
Right.
But that'll probably come down the road. But the two things out of it. Mike Tomlin started the trade, initiated. Like, we got to get this dude out of here. No matter what he says, he's like DK Metcalf is a more mature, more productive, and a higher price headache. This dude is an issue. Essentially quit against the Chiefs.
And against the Colts. Thank you very
and
much.
And against the Colts. The Colts was on national TV,
mm-hmm.
which then he bounced back. He thought he had it taken care of. Now he continues to do it. But then the GM, Mr. Khan, says, you know what? The trade made sense. And so Dallas gave it up. They got a lot of draft picks. You could tell the Steelers, they probably got two more years before they know that they got to blow this team up. Cam Hayward probably retire, mm-hmm. might move TJ Watt, X, Y, and Z. So I can see where it's going. But then the next thing you know, George Pickens does an interview. He said he still views himself as the number one option. You're not.
No.
Not
you get
now.
Your head screwed on straight, you could be, but you're not right now.
Yeah, not
now. Not like this.
It does give Dak a lot of options, more legitimate, two legitimate, possibly number ones, but one's a big headache, and it'd be interesting to see how this works down in Dallas, considering mm-hmm. Jerry Jones and how, especially the power structure is funny. You got Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones, and then you got Schottenheimer as the head coach, and then you got a dude that's like Dez Bryant 2.0 that literally go around the new head coach that kind of got the job just from because he was hanging out.
right,
and was willing to deal with Jerry,
mm-hmm.
one of the biggest issues in the locker room will be Pickens, and he's bypassing you and going to the head man. If that's not a recipe to a disaster.
Dallas is walking a tightrope.
Yeah.
Like they've done for a while in a bunch of different regards, right? I think in some cases, maybe their general talent level has been overblown. But to Dallas's credit, they haven't had, you know, headaches like this, right? Jason Garrett wasn't a headache. He was just kind of there.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy wasn't a headache by any stretch of the imagination. He was just kind of there doing his coaching thing. Even the players they had, I mean, since T.O., was there a diva? I don't think Zeke was a diva. Not to that degree.
No, Zeke you was know? Just more of focus. But he wasn't. He showed up to play.
Every week.
Yeah.
I mean, then they rode those legs.
Yeah.
Ground them down into dust. And good for him having a little bit of a resurgence. But for being this, you know, America's team, biggest brand in sports, whatever, Dallas hasn't had a bunch of these headache guys like Pickens. Now, if it works, and their culture is in place like they believe it to be, okay, cool, absorb this guy. But isn't Pittsburgh's culture in place? Say what you will about the moves on the football field.
Yeah.
I mean, Pittsburgh's buttoned up, man.
Yeah.
They are. And if Pittsburgh said, it's not good enough for our culture, you know, he's standing out here, and they're willing to move on from him. If you're Dallas, don't you pause for just a second and say, I wonder how this could go? I know you always want to assume the best and hope the best, but man, sometimes you got to weigh the other side of it too.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of desperation. I think Jerry Jones sees the hold on the being relative list slowly but surely like seeping through his hands,
mm-hmm.
and now you are operating out of desperation. What have we heard all offseason? You haven't signed Micah Parsons, and you mm-hmm. haven't done anything in free agency. Well, he says, okay, well, we got some big trades, you know, coming, and this is you trade for the knucklehead. Well, you got a big knucklehead coming and a big headache coming, and who knows what he's got in the future coming on. But on paper, the team looks good.
If it all works out for Dallas, who are they? Are they like the Rams last year?
Yeah, that's exactly who
they are. Is that the comp?
Yeah, and what? You make it to the playoffs. You
hope you're on a heater?
And you challenge Philly through the first three quarters more than anybody did throughout the whole playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then you could lie to your fans again and to yourself, say, we're one step away.
One piece away.
That's Dallas Cowboys 101. We're one step away, but we're actually 10. And if you can do that, man, I think it really works itself out and works well for, you know, for Jerry Jones. Now, he's actually got to show more faith in his quarterback. And I'm hoping this move by getting Schottenheimer is ultimately the only time that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones said, you know what? We've put Dak through enough. He's taking a lot of heat. He's towards the end of his career. He's been a good soldier, per se.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give him everything he wants to give him a year or two to see if he can actually get us to where we hope he could get him. And this is it.
Which makes you wonder why they weren't investing that much around him to begin with.
Because
if all of a sudden at the end of his career, now you're going to go all in on him?
When it's too late.
When it's too late. Exactly. I mean, what could Dak Prescott have been if the Cowboys decided to make this decision 4 years ago?
Well, it started with not letting Zeke go when he was really good and then going all in on Tony Pollard, right? And breaking up that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you had some injury issues with Tyron Smith and all those guys. Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
As far as up front, Zach Martin, you know, was a little banged up. But I think at that point in time, the aura around the Dallas Cowboys was still secure in the NFL vortex.
Mm-hmm.
But here recently, yeah, they could lie to themselves. Well, Philly went to the Super Bowl, but they still lost. Who cares? Well, Philly rat-a-tat-tat-a that you know what last year, and now they were the most dominant team. Mm-hmm. And Philly is doing things that Dallas wish they could do. Great midseason or pickup trades, mm-hmm. right? Or free agency pickups. Drafting the best in the league. Developing the best in the league. Investing in the newer version of Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. I have to say this, Dak Prescott at the same age throws the ball better than Jalen Hurts. But mm-hmm. somehow Philly's winning. And then here's the worst part. They might be called the Commanders. It's still the Washington Redskins franchise. They're better than you. And guess what they did? They took another version of Dak Prescott and made him better than what you did with him
mm-hmm.
in however many years in the first year.
Is Daniels more Dak or more Lamar?
I say he's more Dak because of ability to pass. Lamar at that age, rookie, couldn't throw like Daniels.
Like that, okay.
Dak, when he first started taking over for Romo, could throw the ball significantly better than Lamar.
Daniels more Dak or more Josh Allen?
He's more Josh Allen because he's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But he has the maturity of a veteran.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Jerry Jones is looking
at Brian Kelly effect, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know about that. Hey, Brian Kelly lost me when he went to Louisiana and tried to adopt the
Boston boy with Louisiana accent. Yeah. No.
And then he left his coaches recruiting.
Right.
Hey, I got to go to the bathroom. The car picked him up. He's gone. Where you been, man? Oh, I got a little stomach problem. Check ESPN, though. But so that's, I think, Jerry, that's what I think. I think Jerry Jones is seeing other teams do real NFL business. And then he's like, I got to do something. So this is, as much as this is a talent acquisition, this is a new cycle acquisition.
Yeah.
And all eyes now, people are going to really be watching just to see how it works. Mm. Now, Jerry Jones will tell you, you know, any attention is good attention, good, bad, or ugly. And so he's going to get a little bit of everything this year with his team. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. And so, nevertheless, I would say the other, you know what's funny? The other team that probably made as much noise this offseason made a move with a guy that's a fan favorite, locker room favorite. And they did him a solid, but also made some headway, which is the Cleveland Browns. Not only do you still got Deshaun Watson on your team, not only do you, you have to face the reality of him probably playing next year.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, you can't get out underneath that contract. Number four, personally and biased, you let my man Jameis leave. Number five, you sign back Joe Flacco, who's like 85 years old.
Moves now, like it.
And then you trade for Kenny Pickett. Okay, now I'm on six of them. Number seven, you draft Dylan Gabriel in the third round, who says he doesn't want to play in cold weather. Cleveland is cold.
Lake effect, baby.
And he doesn't have a big time arm. Then you turn around.
We're number eight.
Yeah. And then you we're on number eight. Then you draft Shedeur Sanders. Okay, that's fine. And you get him in the fifth round. You were behind the scenes excited. Out in front, not excited. Number nine. Oh, the first one was the Myles Garrett one. So now we're already on number nine. Now Myles Garrett said, there's no way I'm going back to Cleveland. Oh, yes, you are, because this check is fat. So you're number nine. Number 10, which is a business move. You've now decided. Now, here's what I'm saying. Like Cleveland with all this, with the Deshaun, every move you make after Deshaun Watson has to be good PR.
Mm-hmm.
Because you also had your linebacker that got in trouble when he was back visiting people in Pittsburgh that you just gave some money. So you just strike, right? And you got your coach on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one guy that's a fan favorite, still very productive, has came back from catastrophic injuries and came back even better, is Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One guy you could bring back probably at a, not veteran minimum, a serious Cleveland Browns discount.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's say dog pound discount. You just said, you know what? It's increasingly unlikely that we're going to bring him back. Are you kidding me? So here's what you're going to do. You're going to roll out Joe Flacco. Okay. You got Jerry Jeudy, I think, is the receiver, right? Is it Jerry Jeudy?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And your decent offensive line, good defense, with two rookie running backs.
Woo.
Now
Judkins is good. Judkins,
and Dylan Sampson is good. Now, then you're saying, well, we have two young guys that you like, and you think Jerome Ford can play a role. Are you kidding me? There's no comparison between Nick Chubb and
Jerome Ford.
Jerome Ford.
Not the same.
You know, so, and Nick Chubb struggled a little bit last year. And this is the funny thing about being injured. And this is, you know, I had to deal with
this. You do have Njoku still. That's helpful.
Yeah, which is, let you know, on the opposite, right? It's either you got really good players or really bad. But here's what I say, right, is they'll say Nick Chubb failed to regain his Pro Bowl form. Well, he was coming off a knee injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the offensive line was horrible too.
Yeah.
So they don't mention that, the offensive line that performed. Well, they're like, you didn't run the ball well. He wasn't missing holes. It wasn't like he was supposed to go right and he went left. You know, and so now he's a free agent. Now, you know, who knows where he'll get picked up. But I think whoever picks him up, and it'll probably be like Kansas City or something.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be somebody that don't deserve to have this type of player, and he's going to pay off dividends. Because any man that comes back from them knee injuries and squats 700 pounds.
Different.
Yeah. Crowbait says this before we go to break. What does he say? He said, come on, Jay. An old Flacco is still better than Sanders for the first three games.
Yeah.
I like Joe Flacco, though. I always have liked Joe Flacco. I got a ton of respect for him. I think at this point, if he doesn't have a really good offensive line, he's just an accident waiting to happen.
Arm strength isn't what it used to be. Decision-making is slowing down a little bit.
And they don't have the skill position guys to eliminate his deficiencies.
Right.
So I still like Joe Flacco, Crowbait. I like Shedeur a little bit better. What's up, baby? This is Prime. Anyways, you know what's Prime? We're going to a break. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.